This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The grieving Texas town of Uvalde begins laying to rest the 21 children and teachers who were killed in a mass shooting at an elementary school a week ago, with funerals scheduled Tuesday for a pair of 10-year-old girls. The children were among those, along with 17 other students, all from ages 9 to 11, and two teachers, by an 18-year-old gunman who burst into their fourth-grade classroom and opened fire with a high-velocity AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. Tuesday marks exactly 1 week since the shooting, and several large media outlets in Texas, including the Dallas Morning News and the Texas Tribune, observed 21 minutes of silence, 1 minute for each of the victims. Among those arriving to help the grieving families in Uvalde are professional funeral directors. AP correspondent Rita Foley explains.
Funeral directors, embalmers, and others from across Texas are traveling to Uvalde to help the families of the 19 school children and two teachers killed by a gunman last week. Jimmy Lucas is the president of the Texas Funeral Directors Association. He arrived with a hearse and volunteered to work as a driver and to pitch in for services or do whatever he could, he told NBC News. Other arriving morticians were there to help with facial reconstruction services, given the damage caused by the shooter's military-style rifle. Governor Greg Abbott, speaking at a Memorial Day event in Longview, said this.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
I'm Rita Foley.
Funerals will take place in a town of 16,000 with and Roman Catholic. This Germany will.